Et répétez, repeat. Have you met? Yes, I have. No, I haven't. Listen. Écoutez.
Larry, have you met Max?
Yes, I have. Welcome to Washington.
Thanks, Larry.
Oh, hi, Elizabeth. Elizabeth, have you met Max?
No, I haven't.
This is Max Wilson. Max just moved here from San Francisco. Max, this is Elizabeth Moore.
Nice to meet you, Elizabeth.
It's nice to meet you too, Max.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time. À la prochaine fois. Ici Michel Joseph. Hello, I'm your English host. Je suis votre présentatrice pour l'anglais. Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais? C'est fait. Retrouvez-moi tous les soirs à partir de 21h temps universel sur VOA Afrique et sur notre site internet à www.voaafrique.com et en ondes courtes le samedi et le dimanche à 20h temps universel. Ne ratez English USA.
Bienvenue à l'Anglais Express. Trace est très familier aux États-Unis. One tough cookie. One tough cookie. La sonorité tough pour dire un biscuit très dur. A cookie aux États-Unis, c'est un biscuit moelleux, sucré, savoureux et le mot tough qui a pour terminaison les lettres GH qui produisent en anglais le son F et qui se traduit par dur, fort, solide ou tenace. Vous viendrait-il à l'idée de manger un biscuit dur ou coriace? Suivons ce dialogue pour mieux comprendre.
Don't tell me you rode your bicycle to work today.
I did. I probably shouldn't have.
You do know it's 18 degrees below freezing, right?
Oh, believe me. I am aware.
You must be one tough cookie.
Au premier abord, il faut signaler tout de suite que cette expression « one tough cookie » ne s'emploie que pour les femmes. On le dit quand une femme peut gérer une situation physiquement ou mentalement difficile, ou pour décrire une personne qui est forte de personnalité ou d'esprit, ou prédéterminée. En fait, cela exprime une certaine admiration envers cette femme particulière parce qu'elle incarne la douceur et la force tout à la fois. Faites attention, on ne dira pas d'un homme « he's a tough cookie ». Et voilà pour l'Anglais Express.
Welcome to lesson number 92 of English USA. Bonjour et bienvenue à la leçon numéro 92 d'English USA. Aujourd'hui, Martin Lerner participe à une réunion publique, a public meeting, au cours de laquelle on discute un sujet controversé. The topic is controversial. La construction d'une route qui passera par un parc. The building of a road which would go through a park. Au cours de cette leçon, vous apprendrez à participer à une discussion et à exprimer votre opinion. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington au micro Michel Joseph. Aujourd'hui, vous apprendrez à interrompre un interlocuteur lors d'une discussion animée. Excuse me, excusez-moi. Gentlemen, ladies, messieurs, mesdames, why? Pourquoi? May I continue? Puis-je continuer? You can't do that. Vous ne pouvez pas faire cela. Don't be absurd. Ne soyez pas absurde. Don't be stupid. Ne soyez pas stupide. Keep calm. Restez calme. Martin participe à une réunion. Martin is in a meeting, au cours de laquelle deux participants ou plusieurs autres participants discutent. Chacun veut justifier sa propre position.
I think it's a very bad idea.
Je pense que c'est une très mauvaise idée.
It will be easier to cross the park. Il sera plus facile à traverser. Écoutez le reste.
This is only going to work if everybody works together. I don't see how we're going to be able to get the city to...
Excuse me.
What are they talking about? Hospital and mileage.
Could we have some order? Thank you. That's better. Now we can hear.
May I continue, please?
Yes, go on.
I think this is a terrible idea. I hate it.
That doesn't make it a bad idea.
Don't be stupid.
Please, please, let's discuss this calmly. I would like someone to state the problem clearly. Martin, could you explain? May we start with Martin, everyone?
Go on.
Okay, Martin. Tell everyone what this is all about.
I'll try. This is the idea. The city wants to build a new road from north to south. It would go through Central Park. The idea is...
Why?
Please don't interrupt. You can ask questions after Martin explains.
I'll answer that question now. The new road would help people on the north side of the city to get to the hospital faster.
It would be 8 miles shorter.
You can't do that.
Yes, we can. It would save lives.
That's right.
You don't know that. You don't know how many lives it would save. Maybe none. What difference does 8 miles make?
I've studied that.
You have studied it? He studied history when he was in college.
What does that mean?
You don't know anything about it.
Gentlemen, keep calm, please. Martin, please go on.
Let me repeat. The road would go through the park. It would help people get from the north to the south more quickly.
And the people from the south to the north.
Of course. I was thinking mostly about the hospital.
You can't take sides.
I'm not taking sides. Let me tell you the other side. The road would destroy quite a lot of the park.
It would destroy all of the park.
Yeah.
The park would be ruined.
It would go through the middle.
But that's terrible. Can the city do that?
Of course we can. We have planned carefully. We have looked at all the arguments. We studied it when we began planning.
Don't be absurd.
Mr. Strother, please. Please be polite. You can disagree politely. I want Martin to finish. Then we can discuss it.
Lors de la réunion, le président essaie de maintenir l'ordre. En général, les gens montrent leur colère de plusieurs façons. Certains élèvent la voix, d'autres utilisent des mots pas toujours flatteurs. Écoutez ces gens qui sont assez fâchés.
Excuse me.
May I continue, please? I hate it. Don't be stupid.
Why? You can't do that.
Gentlemen, ladies.
Le président essaie de maintenir l'ordre pendant la réunion. Il dira plusieurs choses comme « Gentlemen, ladies, messieurs, mesdames » ou bien « Please don't interrupt ». Écoutez le reste.
Excuse me, could we have some order? Please, gentlemen, ladies, keep calm.
Pourriez-vous utiliser des expressions qui aideront les participants à garder leur sang-froid et laisseront aux autres le temps de parler et de s'exprimer? Essayons un tout petit peu ensemble. Par exemple, l'un d'entre eux dira « That's stupid. C'est ridicule ou c'est stupide. Et vous, vous pouvez dire, en tant que participant, vous direz, That's enough. C'est assez. That's enough. Ou bien, il y en a un autre qui dira, You can't do that. Vous ne pouvez pas faire ça. Et vous, vous pouvez dire à côté, Calm down. Calmez-vous. Un autre dira encore, Don't be absurd. Ne soyez pas absurde. Et vous allez dire, May I continue? Je veux continuer. Puis-je continuer? Let me finish. Laissez-moi terminer. Ou bien, vous pouvez encore dire, Please don't interrupt. N'interrompez pas, s'il vous plaît. Écoutez le reste. Essayez vous-même de donner des réponses.
That's stupid.
You can't do that.
I disagree. Je suis d'accord. Je ne suis pas d'accord. I like that idea. J'aime cette idée. I don't like that idea. Je n'aime pas cette idée. I think it's a terrible idea. Ou bien encore, d'autres expressions. That's ridiculous. C'est ridicule. That's absurd. C'est absurde. Don't be stupid. Ne soyez pas stupide, enfin. Don't be stupid. What does that mean? Qu'est-ce que ça veut dire, ça? What does that mean? That's my point. C'est exactement ce que je veux dire. Ou bien, you don't know that. Vous ne savez pas cela, donc de quoi parlez-vous? You don't know that. Just a moment, just a moment. Un instant, s'il vous plaît. Just a moment, please. Ou bien, si vous voulez ajouter quelque chose à ce que disent les autres. Just one or two things. Just one or two things. Et voilà. Essayez de choisir un sujet intéressant et formulez un argument pour ou contre pour renforcer votre position. Et allez-y avec vos amis. In the meantime, en attendant, have a great practice. Until next time, goodbye. Welcome to Anglais Télé. My name is Michelle Joseph, and I have with me today my colleague
Roger Muntou
and our guest student from France,
Eva Pacanaro.
That's right. I like the Pacanaro.
I like that. Pacanaro. Thank you, Eva, for being with us. And we have a subject today that was proposed by our listener, who is also an English teacher in DRC. Jeff Pascal Ilunga. Mm-hmm. He asked if we could go over.
Ah, go over.
Which means revoir, mm-hmm. to go over.
So to go over means revoir.
There you go. Yeah. To okay. go yeah. over.
It means another verb, yeah.
Words that describe where we are in time. What do you think that means, Eva?
Can you repeat?
Words that describe where we are in time.
Tomorrow, mm-hmm. yesterday, yeah. okay. last year.
That's
excellent.
It.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And actually some adverbs also, which I had forgotten. Now. Mm-hmm. For example, now.
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 Later.
Later, morning, afternoon. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so we have today,
mm-hmm. yesterday,
tomorrow,
very good,
now,
welcome to now,
welcome to now, and to today, and if we go back in time, what would that be, Eva?
In English course.
Okay, but you could say to yesterday, welcome to yesterday.
Oh.
Yes, let's go back a little in time. Because we said now mm-hmm. and we said today. Yeah. So go a bit in the past and what would that be?
5 minutes ago.
There we go.
Yes, 5 minutes ago is the past.
And
yeah.
what is that ago?
That's good.
What is the ago?
Yeah.
What is that? What is ago?
Right.
Why, what is this ago that you add when you're talking about the past?
Is the age of the time.
That's the past.
So actually, if we visualize it with the verb go, ago, it's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone. Bye bye.
So maybe that's where it came from.
Of course.
Ago.
Go.
Yeah, it's gone.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Ago.
So, we could say a day ago.
Mm-hmm. A month ago.
Yes.
And a year ago. A year ago. Mm-hmm. A week ago.
A week ago.
An hour ago.
Right. To imply that that's the past.
Right.
Much. Yep.
And so if it's in the future, what would we say?
Next summer, next week.
Next.
Very
next.
Good. Yeah. Very
that's
good.
That's it. So I think we're ready to welcome some of our guests who are going to talk with us. And we're going to all try to understand ago, next, right? And we're talking about time in a linear fashion, I think. And so you always have something in front and something in behind. And so we talked about the past saying last, like last year, last week. That's another way of saying a year ago.
Right.
You could say last year. So a year ago and last year, it's about the same thing.
Right.
Okay, but sorry, I forgot our guest. Okay. Well, Jeff, this lesson was designed with you in mind.
Do we
because
have Jeff?
Yes, she says we have Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
Excellent. Okay, hi, madam.
Hi. Well, we got your email suggesting that we talk about time and days and lost and next and so we're trying to share this understanding together and with all of you. Jeff, to remind all of us and our audience, Jeff is a teacher in DRC. So next week you start school.
I mean, next week, it means that next Monday, next week, we start studying.
You start studying, yes. All right.
Okay.
And we also have Pierrette, who is from DRC, but Pascal Pierrette lives in Maine, in the northeast of the U.S.
No?
Yeah. Oh, on the other side of the country.
Okay.
Yeah, west.
Northwest, sorry. Where is she?
Oh, hold on.
Montana?
I might be wrong.
Wait, maybe Pierrette, you can tell
where you are.
Pierrette, where are you?
I thought it was west.
I'm in Portland, Maine.
Oh, so you're right.
You're right.
Okay.
It's east. You're right.
So she's in the northeast of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And Pierrette, you can ask Jeff Pascal a question about this time, either about something during the month or during the week or during the day, something where you can show us the position in time. Go ahead, Pierrette.
Okay. Pascal, when did you do last week?
What did you do last week? This is your question, please.
Yes, when did you do last week?
Okay, Pascal is a teacher. Pascal, you are free. You are free, Pascal, to help correct Pierrette. Go ahead.
Okay. What did I do last week? This is a question expressing the time. Okay.
That's a very good question. What did I do? What did he do last week? Yes.
Yeah. So I think what we need to tell Pierrette, we don't say, when did you do last week? You say what, not when. No, when did you do last week?
Okay.
Yeah, you say what did you do last week?
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Okay, last week, last week, I washed my clothes. Last week, I went to the hospital visiting my friend.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Right.
Hey there, hello! VOA Afrique vous présente Learning English, un programme entièrement en anglais, tous les soirs, pour vous aider à vous familiariser avec cette langue. Vous retrouverez dans ce programme la lecture posée, les phrases et le vocabulaire spécialement choisis pour faciliter la compréhension de l'anglais parlé. Et donc, rendez-vous sur VOA Afrique pour plus d'anglais avec Learning English à partir de 21h30 TU après English USA sur FM, sur VOA Afrique.